This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now it's time for the American phone book game on Radio 1. If you are somebody that maybe has small children and is offended by American people with rude names, and you don't want to explain to your 8-year-old why you're laughing uncontrollably, then maybe turn the radio down now for just a couple of minutes. This is the American phone book game, where we find people with quite amusing names in the American phone book and give them a call and just simply ask what their name is. It's not that simple though, because they're quite... Well, they don't like giving their name, do they, sometimes?
No, it's been a real struggle on
I
the odd occasion.
Why.
I know.
We got some good ones, though.
Elise Wenger.
Levine and Nipple.
Anita Beaver.
This is my favourite.
Randy Fanny.
And then the one yesterday. Can I play that again? Just the once.
Harry Minge.
Right.
Right. So, got two more for you today. Made some calls earlier on.
Hello?
I wonder if I could speak to, is it Ginger somebody?
Bush.
So what's your name, sorry?
Ginger Bush.
Okay, thanks. I was struggling to hold it together at the end. And then Chopper had a go.
Hello?
Is that Mr. Mender?
What?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I think... Who am I speaking to? I think I've got the wrong number.
Randy Bender.
Okay, I was looking for... You're Randy Bender, yeah?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was looking for Andy Mender. I've got the wrong number, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love the way he answered the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Randy Bender.
Right, Tom, now tell me what you just sent me on the email.
Okay, well, I was out last night, and, I was in a club, and, like, I went up to the bar, saw a girl at the bar. She was pretty hot, and I went to buy a drink. I could see her, sort of looking, so I turned around and started chatting to her.
Right,
and,
so it's going quite well, is it?
Huh?
It's going quite well?
Yeah, no, it's going well, and so I bought her a drink, and I was thinking, yeah, it's going all right. And then another woman, came out of the loo and came over and joined her.
And you were like, who's this?
And they were acting a bit weird. I was thinking that this older lady, obviously, I thought she quite liked me as well. And then they started having a bit of an argument, you know, like about me and like about you know who was going to stay with me. And
clearly overhear them saying this. They weren't.
Yeah, well, like because I went back to my mates, and then when I came back, they were talking, and I could hear them. You know, I could hear them saying and like gesturing and stuff.
And who was the other woman?
Well, yeah, then the thing was, the girl, like, took me to one side a little bit and said, look, it's my mum.
Right, there is nothing more wrong, in my opinion, and I know people do this, than going clubbing with your parents,
yeah,
right?
I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't look at her anymore. It was just,
So they were both blatantly trying to pull you, the mum and the daughter.
The mum and the daughter. I know that some blokes, they that's their dream. But like I was, no, it was.
That's not right.
So what did you do then?
Huh?
What did you do?
I scarpered. I said I was just. It was just too weird, you know.
Are you sure you didn't go home with the mum?
No.
Well, I know somebody that takes their mum to gay clubs.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you do that? It's just not right, especially if the mum and the daughter are trying to pull the same bloke.
That's wrong.
Which is kind of a weird thing to do at a gay club, really. A lot of people are saying this, and I have heard this before. If you're a bloke, right, who wants to pull ladies, best place to do it?
Where?
A gay bar or a gay club.
Why? Well,
because loads of girls go there to go out with their mates.
Okay.
Right? There won't be that many straight blokes there. Do you know what I'm saying? So therefore, not that much competition for you. All the hot ladies will be there.
We were talking about going to GAY the other night, weren't we?
Were we?
Yeah. We should. Do you not remember? Had you had too much wine by that point?
I think you've got the wrong person.
No, we were.
I don't think it was me.
Let's put that in. Let's see if that works then.
What? So you want to go to GAY with me?
Only for the.
I don't remember this conversation at all.
Only out of research for this show. Oh, hang on a minute. Now the one that doesn't speak actually thinks that this is a good idea.
This is a great idea. Should we do it? Should we do it to try and get you a lady?
Well, no. It was just to see whether this theory worked. That was all I was saying.
Girls are louder on as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, let's try the thing. I don't think it'll work with one of them, really.
No. Radio 1. I wasn't suggesting that.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people speculating about what the news might be about Screech off of Saved by the Bell.
I never thought I'd hear you say the most amazing news ever about Screech next. Radio 1.
Yeah, you don't get to say it every day, do you?
Ah, big tease.
Some people are saying, are they doing another series of Saved by the Bell? Don't be ridiculous, you're like 85 now. Get away with the college years, I mean, when you're like 30, but like...
Not the
OAP years.
Nursing home years.
No, it's not that Screech is called Sandra at weekends, none of that. This is quite shocking news.
Okay.
I don't really know if this is true, but this is what is being reported at the moment.
It's your disclaimer. Mm. There you go, right.
Now, you remember Screech off Saved by the Bell, don't you?
The geeky one with curly hair.
Yeah, and Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Yeah.
Well, since those two series, Screech has kind of fallen on quite hard times. His real name is Dustin Diamond.
Right.
No, really. Now, you know, a while ago there was all that fuss about a certain video with Paris Hilton doing naughty things in it, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, apparently a similar video is doing the rounds featuring Screech off of Saved by the Bell. So instead of Paris, it's Screech. Do you think it would be like in pubs in a few months' time? Have you seen the Screech video?
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
oh, that's revolting.
And the word is that Dustin's agent, has brought rights to this tape, and now they're trying to market it.
Who would watch that?
I don't know. But his people are hoping that it's going to resurrect his career, because I think he's from real hard times, and has to, like, probably have to sell his house quite soon.
Are other Saved by the Bell characters in it?
I don't know. But they're thinking it didn't do Paris any harm, and he's fed up of being typecast, and this will really help by marketing a video of Screech doing naughty things, like Paris. Only it's Screech. Think about it.
Hello?
Hello? I'm wondering if I could speak to, is it Ginger... somebody?
Bush.
So what's your name, sorry?
Ginger Bush.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Is that Mr. Mender?
What?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I think... who am I speaking to? I think I've got the wrong number.
Randy Bender.
Okay, I was looking for... You're Randy Bender, yeah?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was looking for Andy Mender. I've got the wrong number, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.